Continuing Mishnah Sikkim of the Mishnah at Mana, Mishnah says that Tav Shokar, something that's cold, Kar Lagamri, you cannot put it next to the time that even before the oven gets heated up. If you know that the oven is going to get heated up, it's going to cause this Tav Shokar, this food, to get cooked, get warmed up. The only Eitzah to do is to have a Goy do it. And even the Goy has to cut him Shehusak. Well, after Shehusak at time, after the oven already got, the fire got lit and the oven got heated up, it's also even to have a Goy put this cold food there. Because it's a problem of Amir La'akim of telling a guy to do a bisho on your behalf. For a chayla, even a chayla who's non-sakana, or for a cotton who doesn't have food what to eat, there you can have a guy warm something up, because then there's no issa Amir La'akim for a chayla she'en b'sakana, and tzarchi cotton also have a din of tzarchim of a chayla she'en b'sakana. Now, a dry thing that was already cooked, there's no problem with bisho lach or only by a davar lach that was nistan l'gamri. And also, it's important to know that raw fruit, even though they can be eaten raw, since they also benefit from being cooked, and there's also such a thing as cooking by them, you do have to be careful a bishul with fruit, even fruit that can be eaten raw. For example, apples, even like you eat apple raw, but there is such a thing as cooking in apples, making baked apples, and therefore you do have to be careful from bishul with the fruit. And the same thing goes by liquids that could be drunk cold. Say water, you could drink water as is. You could also cook water. You have to be careful from cooking by water as well. And Mishnah Berurah goes on and says a few other cases to be careful with, based on the rules of Shi'at Mana, which we previously learned from Sir Rashi Gimel, Thir Rashi Nun Tes, to be careful with Shehiya, putting something in the Erev Shabbos in a place where it's going to heat up, unless there's rain, it's Chamim, Kamal Chobin Desai, but half the Chayim, half the Heat Bodyim, and a few other cases in Dinim. Let's start now Simon Rashi Samach, Dine Achnasa Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos, someone who directs with Paniyal Viraglov, his face, hands, and feet, Bacham, and hot water on Erev Shabbos. And the Ramal adds in, based on the Torah, there really is someone who roasts if the mitzvah is to roast, it's kogul for his entire body. If he can't be roasted, it's entire body. On Erev Shabbos, at least he's roasted, it's upon of Yad of Haraglath. And the Shulchan Aruch says the mitzvah of Lach of Rosh, mitzvah a person also to wash his face and wash his hair. The Bir Lacha points out that it's not beforeish in the Pesachim, this has to be done with hot water, wash a person's hair. The Bach says with hot water, really it's whatever works to wash a person's hair. And the Shulchan Aruch is also a person who should cut his nails on Erev Shabbos. Now, Mishnah Berurah says about this, that this is covered Shabbos, but it's not a full-fledged chayva, full-fledged obligation. And therefor someone's mekayim this, of rechitz aguf, rechitz pan of raglav, etc., on Erev Shabbos, he gets chayav for it, but somebody who's not able to do it, it doesn't get a punishment. It's something which if you do, it's a mitzvah. If you don't do it, there's no punishment for it. And therefore, it's very important to be careful that Shabbos be a chumra da'as de'kula. And therefore, if it gets close to Shabbos, and through the rechitz, I might come to chashash chol Shabbos, well, I should skip the shower on Erev Shabbos and not take it. He says, Ba'avon Yosein HaRabim, many people nichshol this, especially in the winter when Erev Shabbos is a short day, and in the Merchants, Kamato gets dark, Kamato Shabbos starts. And even if the Rechitza itself is not behept to finish it before Shabbos, but Kumar is still combing their hair, which comes to Malach Darius on Shabbos, even if they're out of the Merchants, out of the shower ready, but they're drying this off and they squeeze the towel, and that's Machabbos, it's also Malachal. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, it's Roy, if anybody who has any Yerushimayim in his heart to try to stop people from doing this, it's Chusarab Mi Toliboy. And also, otherwise, Chas V'Shalom, he could get punished for their Avera. Because I'll say, so as the building Meicha against people in his household from doing something wrong, it's not Meicha. He gets part of the punishment, he gets part of the Avera. So as the opportunity Meicha against people in the city for doing something wrong, it's not Meicha. He gets part of the punishment for people in the city for what they did wrong. And Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Achrenim, this mitzvah to Reicha, it's Erev Shabbos, it's both for men and for women. However, in the winter, like we said before, the days are short, there's not always enough time. So if they don't have enough time to take a full shower, they should at least wash Pneim v'yadeim, even for men that's not halacha, but women was more of an issue, at least in those days, maybe still nowadays, is cutting it too close for Shabbos, so there's no time to take a full shower, just wash Panav Yadav. In those days, it's Panav Raglov. Mishnah Berurah says nowadays, we're not so mocked by washing the feet. He says maybe because in those days, you used to walk barefoot, the feet got dusty and dirty. Nowadays, the main thing would be Panav Yadav. Was to try to take a full-fledged hot shower, there's not enough time to just wash their hands and face with hot water on Erev Shabbos. The halacha discusses Peshrin. Warm water, lukewarm water, is that good enough? He's not sure. It's sunny and cold water is definitely not good enough to mekayim this mitzvah. And Peshrin, he's not sure about. Now, when it says that once you do this on Erev Shabbos, the same thing applies in Erev Yom Tov. Thursday, Mishnah Berurah says that's not covered. Shabbos too far away from Shabbos, unless there's no opportunity to do an Erev Shabbos. And the closer the Shabbos, the better. Same applies with being mistaber, getting a haircut. Let's try doing Erev Shabbos. If you can, Thursday is the next best. Now, you're supposed to cut your nails on Erev Shabbos. Pure Mach do not do on Thursday, Mishnah Berurah says, because it's going to start growing back. The third day is when it starts growing back. It's growing back on Shabbos. It's not covered from Shabbos. Some say to cut handles and toenails on the same day. So the best he says is handles and Erev Shabbos and toenails on Thursday. Someone that burns his nails is a chosid. If he buries them without burning them, it's also a tzaddik. If he throws them along around as a rosho because a pregnant woman might step on them. might pass over them in the course of the Tavah Paul, a miscarriage, a place where ladies don't go, like a Beis Medrash or a Marfa, it's only for men, there you don't have to worry about this.